Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Here, Bert Show.
If you missed it, here's a little, quick little recap of Claire joining the Bert Show.
Lindsay, that's my girl. That's my daughter who's at UGA.
Mm-hmm.
She put on Facebook that she was going to Florida for spring break, and it's really confusing to me. Like, I really believe, you know, you have children to give them love and roots, and we're honest with each other. So I cannot imagine, one, why she would go, and two, why she wouldn't tell me where she went.
So what we learned yesterday is that, you know, Claire considers Lindsay her friend,
mm-hmm.
and as she said, that she didn't tell her where she went. She just kind of disappeared. Like, they talk a couple times a week, and then a week ago Thursday was the last time they spoke, and out of nowhere, Lindsay's little sister brings to Claire's attention
Facebook
status.
Well, you say out of nowhere,
status,
right? My assumption is that Claire was going on and on and on and on and on about Lindsay. Mm-hmm. Right, Lindsay? I don't know why I just blanked for a second because I'm getting old. It went on and on and on about her. And so I'm sure little sister's like, okay, you know what? I can easily figure this out on Facebook.
And on Facebook, found a status message that indicated that Lindsay had gone down to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So the Florida thing plus UGA being on spring break, the assumption is she's down there for the party. And Claire joins us again on the Bert Show. Good morning, Claire. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, how are you?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay.
Good.
Good morning.
How was the last 24 hours for you?
You know, I got to tell you, I'm trying to calm down, and I know I came across a little angry yesterday, but I'm just worried. It's been it is a week now, and I'm just worried and disappointed that, you know, we have this relationship, and she would just up and go without telling me.
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody hear you on the radio, or have you talked about this with any of your...
I have talked about it with everybody, and people actually called and said, oh, I heard you on the radio, like it was a great big thing, and I'm just worried, you know, I'm just worried and concerned, and again, I just, you know, I don't understand how we can be so close, and all of a sudden, she just up and goes.
Mm-hmm.
Is anyone in your life maybe advising you to step away?
Well, you know, I had one of my best friends called and said, you know, she's a grown girl now, you just have to let it go.
Okay.
And I get that to a degree, but, you know, I don't know. You know, when you're a mother, they're always your babies. And I'm trying really hard to say she's got to have her own life, and maybe this is her way of sort of pulling away and having some independence. And like I said, I'm just, you know, I'm worried and I'm a little disappointed because I don't think I would judge what she was doing, except, you know, everybody knows what happens in Florida on spring break, but...
You just want to be in the loop. You want to be
exactly.
in the loop.
Exactly. I just wanted to know. I'm baffled that she just did not say something to me.
She probably doesn't want you in the loop, or she would have called you already. I mean, it's her spring break. I mean, what happens on spring break for college students kind of is their own thing and doesn't involve their parents.
Right. Well, I was a college student once on spring break, too.
Right.
You know,
But did you want your mom meddling while you were on spring break when
no,
you were a kid?
No, I did not.
There
when
you
I
go.
Think about that, all my girlfriends were saying, you know, you did this too. We all did this too. In fact, a couple of them I went on spring break with, you know, and I just thought, okay, I just got to let it go. I got to let it go. But I am concerned.
Well, and just one last comment. We talk all the time about birth orders. You know, we always tease because I'm the only one in the room that's not the oldest or an only child. Mm-hmm. And I do feel bad for oldest kids in this regard because I do think that you're cutting your teeth on your oldest kid because it's the first time that you've dealt with this.
No question about it.
You know what I mean?
Especially with girls. I mean, I can only have girls, but I think it's harder with girls because you're more vulnerable. And I was a girl once, and I know, you know, when I was spreading my wings, you know, I drove my mom crazy.
What we did yesterday is we had Claire on with us yesterday, and Tracy and I both took her phone number and Lindsay's phone number and tried to call her all day because obviously what we want to do is have Lindsay on the phone with us.
Right? Did you get in touch with her?
Well, it's interesting because we called a few times throughout the day. I think Tracy tried primarily in the morning, and then in the afternoon and into the evening. I tried a few times.
Uh-huh.
I probably didn't try as much as you would have, maybe three or four times over the course of the day, but it went to voicemail every single time.
Right. Well, now, that's what's been happening with me.
Right. Well, now in the middle of the afternoon, early afternoon, I received word that someone named Lindsay was looking for us.
Really?
And Lindsay left a voicemail, called the radio station, and left a voicemail that I would like to play for you.
She called the radio station?
She called the radio station.
You have to. Okay.
Now,
let me hear what she said. Can I hear what she said?
Yeah, we're going to play it for you.
All right.
Now, I just want you to do me a favor and remain calm.
Okay.
All right. And just know that because she called the radio station, I'm assuming that her phone was off. She was either avoiding our calls or doesn't have her phone with her.
All right.
Okay, so this is her message that was left at the radio station.
Okay.
Hi, this is Lindsay Ma. As I understand it, you've been looking for me to try and find out how my week off is going. And I'm not going to get up early just to talk to you, but I'll gladly fill you in on Monday. I'm having a great time, and it's everything spring break is supposed to be. Also, can you let my mom and sister both know that they need to mind their own business? Because I'm a big girl now. Thanks.
Well, I'm very relieved she's okay. I thought it was a little snippy. But
did you hear that there was a specific message to you?
To me, just telling me that, you know, mind my own business, and she's a big girl now, and I guess she's right, but I don't have to like it all that much.
Well, I mean, that you can't ask more for that. I mean, you know.
Right.
But and Bert's not here because I'm sure he would be a lot more defending of you because he's a parent. But
right.
I do think that there, you know, your job is to get them to be an adult and then, you know,
let them go.
Now, Claire, just in order to be fair, because we've been kind of critical of your intervening or curiosity or whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. There are people who agree wholeheartedly with you, like Teresa. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
All right. This is my favorite show. I couldn't wait to comment.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Well, yes, my agreement is with the mom and Bert. I have a 20-year-old daughter. We live here in Atlanta. And even if she does go, you know, to some clubs around here, I just would like a courtesy call just to let me know that she got there.
Exactly.
Okay. It may seem a little bit overprotective, but that's the way that I feel. Even if she's gone away for a week and I didn't hear from her, I guess I would have done like what Bert said yesterday, is drive down to where she is.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
I just, it's not about checking up and what she's doing. I just want a courtesy call to let me know that she got there okay.
That's exactly how I feel.
Well, from the
is she going to do that her entire life, though? I mean, is she going to do courtesy calls when she's 30, when she's 35,
with
kids?
I'm not talking about that, but I mean, as long as, you know, as long as she's in the partying atmosphere, we know what goes on in spring break with all the, you know, alcohol and things like that. I just want a courtesy call to let me know that she's okay. That's all.
Well,
from the Jersey Shore to the heart of the South, parents are concerned.
There we go.
Right. Well, I mean, Katie and I talked about this last night because it came up. And you know, I do, the one thing that I think that Lindsay did that was wrong is just to disappear completely. I don't agree with that. Because I said yesterday that especially still in school and still under – and my thing was my parents were helping me through school, so I did feel still an obligation to them. So if I went on a trip, and especially if I borrowed money from them, yes, it was my responsibility to say yes, that I was going. But when Katie and I talked last night, it was a case of, well, we would want to know you got there safe, but then we wouldn't want – we then done. Mm-hmm. You got spring break. You do your thing. And then when you're back on the road, we want to know that you're on the road in case we need to get them somewhere. And mm-hmm. then that's it. But this checking in while they're there, I just think, you know, it's that's where I think the gray area is.
The Nicole would like to join the show. She brings up a good point about the definition of adult. Hey, Nicole.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm hoarse, too, just like Jen. So
that's okay.
Sorry.
I just said that according to the IRS, this girl's an adult. If she's still living at home, mom's paying that UGA bill, she at least owes her the courtesy of telling her where she is. I did spring break. We all know what happens. We all know what happened to Natalie Holloway. I have kids. Mm-hmm. They're 7 and under. So, I mean, I'm not even at this stage yet, but I can only imagine.
My only thing is I can't help but think that mom, I'm not saying that what the daughter's doing is right,
mm-hmm.
but I'm saying that this could be a time of reflection for the mom who could look at why the daughter, like, would she have gotten so much grief and guilt from you if she did tell you that she made the decision to upset you this way rather than let you ruin her trip? That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying what's right or wrong. I just think that there's a reason.
I think there are some parents that really do abuse the, and you know, you joked, Wendy, about doing it as an adult. Yes, there are some mothers that expect adult children to check in with them beyond college and beyond their 20s, because I do think that there is an insecurity on the parents' level. I'm not judging parents. Of course, you want your child to always be safe, but there is a time in which I do think you affect the way your child feels in general and feels about you. And I think what tipped me off yesterday, Claire, is the idea that y'all are best friends. And it didn't sound that way to me on the voicemail.
Well, it's certainly what we've been forever. And, you know, I'm listening to everyone, and I'm trying to take it in. But I'm saying I never even got a call to say she was going.
See, and I disagree
with that.
I'm not
talking about calling me every day and what she's doing. That's too much information.
Yeah.
But I think that there's some degree of disrespect between people who love each other to just say, hey, I'm doing this, you know. Then I would have understood if she got pissed and I tried to intervene. I'm not even saying that. I'm just saying to find out that she's just gone and think something's wrong and not be able to have any response for her. It's just disappointing for
me. I agree with that. I agree that she should have said, because I'm older, and if Katie and I are going on a road trip, we tell our families we're going on the road trip now.
Right. That's
you know? So I agree.
We'll check back in with you Monday morning, Claire, and Lindsay, according to our voicemail message. We'll come on with us Monday morning, so we'll talk to you then, okay?
Fantastic. You guys have a great, great weekend, and thank you for at least letting me know she was okay.
Okay.
No problem. This is the message that was left at the radio station by Claire's daughter yesterday.
Hi, this is Lindsay Mom. As I understand it, you've been looking for me to try and find out how my week off is going, and I'm not going to get up early just to talk to you, but I'll gladly fill you in on Monday. I'm having a great time, and it's everything spring break is supposed to be. Also, can you let my mom and sister both know that they need to mind their own business? Because I'm a big girl now. Thanks.
The Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
I have to play some audio for Melissa.
Okay.
I learned very on being a coworker of Melissa's. about the word gay.
Yes.
And we've told this story before about...
Since I am gay, yes.
Melissa's gay. And we've, like, I think
really?
my first introduction to that was at Music Midtown.
Okay.
Somebody came up to Melissa and
oh my God, that was great.
And we were working the booth, and they stood, like, one side of the booth, and they made, like, Lindsay may have been there too, or whoever else.
Yeah, it was actually all four of us there.
Okay.
We were introducing ourselves. Q100 had just started.
Okay.
And we were sister stations, and still are, with 99X. And at the time, they had this, you know, they had their own stage at Music Midtown. We're standing at the table, and listeners were coming up, and this one listener started down the line, and Bert was at one end, and I was at the other. So she said, oh, nice to meet you, nice to meet you. And then I reached my hand out to introduce myself to her, and then she refused to take my hand and whispered to me, I'm not gay.
I'm not gay.
No way.
She had shaken the hands of everybody else. Hey, I'm Bert. Hey, I'm Jeff. Hey, I'm Lindsay. And then I said, hey, I'm Melissa. I'm not gay. So she couldn't
What'd you do?
I laughed. Because she walked away.
Because it was funny.
Whoa. Okay.
And then, of course, I spent the next 30 days whispering to Melissa, I'm not gay.
Yeah.
Because it was funny to me.
And when people say gay and lesbian and everything, they have to whisper it for some reason.
Oh, that's Melissa. She's gay.
Yeah,
she's nice.
Exactly.
She's so nice.
She's so nice, but she's gay.
So helpful. She's gay. There's a bizarre for whatever reason, it's, I think people are very aware and very sensitive to not wanting to be offensive.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, maybe they don't know if it should be homosexual.
But they do. But they don't realize that they are kind of being, you know, offensive when they have to whisper it.
The problem is when people get stuff like that in their head, mm-hmm. you know, they get that word. It becomes almost like Austin Powers mole-ish.
Yeah.
You know, like, don't say gay. I'm wondering if that's what happened to this news anchor.
This is
not in Atlanta.
Okay.
But she is doing a news story that is totally related to anything homosexual.
Okay.
But somehow makes a little mistake.
Right after the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. I mean, he's gay. Excuse me. He's blind.
So we'll what?
Okay. As we head to the break, a look at the...
Wait, what?
How do you confuse that?
I mean, the words aren't even anywhere close.
Not even close.
How do you do that?
That's either somebody jacking with her on the teleprompter.
Yes. Oh, my God. What the hell?
Or that's them having a conversation right before they went on the air, and she's not comfortable with the word gay, so it got in her head, and she's like, don't say gay, but...
But he's gay. I mean blind.
I'm blind. Where does it come... Can we talk to her?
But... He's gay. I mean, he's gay. Excuse me. He's blind.
The Burt Show.
Melanie is our Burt Show listener who needs to be on the voice disguiser. She is wondering if she should break up with a guy she's been out on a few dates with.
Okay.
Good morning, Melanie. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing
intrigued.
Well.
Good.
Yeah, Melissa, Wendy, you guys both good?
I'm doing great.
All right, Melanie, the floor is yours. Tell us what the problem is.
Okay, well, I guess I've been dating this guy for a few times. I've gone out with him on 3 dates.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I need a little advice from you, I think, is the problem.
Okay.
I happened to be hanging out with my brother and his sister-in-law. I went over to eat at their house recently. And I was hanging out with my 7-year-old nieces. They're twin girls. And we were hanging out. And... just talking, and the girls happened to start, I guess, talking about this guy that I was dating. Like, they had heard some stuff from my sister-in-law, what she was saying about him. And she happened to call him a tiger. And I was like, oh, well, you know, what does that mean? Thinking maybe it was a good thing, and as in, like, tiger and tigeraholic, the girls explained to me, as in, like, he's a cheater, like, you know, oh, like, that's what they heard about him. That was the vibe they got off of him. And
at 7?
No. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Was the 7-year-old talking intelligently about this, or was the 7-year-old parroting?
It was as intelligent as 7-year-olds can get, but how do 7-year-olds make up something like that? I mean, this is something they heard from their mom.
Yeah, they're regurgitating what they heard, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know why you used regurgitating.
So I can't completely discount it.
Well, of course. So they called him a tiger. So they basically said that he's a cheater?
Yeah, like tiger as in, like, tigeraholic as in, you know, he cheats over and over again. He can't help it, Tiger Woods. Sort of thing.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So not like the animal.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Like a Tiger Woods guy.
Okay.
Did the 7-year-old clarify that? Like...
Well, I mean, I had to ask her a lot of questions over and over again. I mean, but they both, I mean, you know, they both kind of eventually explained it to me. And I, you know, as much as I would love to discount 7-year-olds, I'm not sure what I should do next because I actually really like this guy. But, you know, if that's what...
Well, the seven-year-old is just repeating stuff that they're...
She's heard before.
That she's heard before.
Did you talk to your sister about this?
So
I haven't talked to her yet. I mean, again, I haven't really talked to anybody yet. I'm assuming that they got it from their mother, and I don't know. I respect my sister-in-law. I don't think she would make this stuff up. So I don't know. I guess I want to know what to do.
Is it your sister or is it his sister?
It's my sister-in-law. So it's
her
brother's wife.
So it's not the guy she's dating. He's not a part of this.
It's my family.
It's her family. She was at her brother.
Okay, I'm totally confused right now.
It was at her. She was at her brother's house.
Yes.
And the sister-in-law and the brother have 2 children.
Yes.
And she was hanging out with them. And they're the ones that said it to her.
About who?
About her boyfriend.
Her boyfriend.
And well, how do they know? How did your brother and sister-in-law know your boyfriend?
Because I filled them in. I'm still in the beginning stages of dating this guy, and I've shared a little bit about it.
So the 7-year-old doesn't even know who the guy is.
Yeah, they don't know him personally?
No, they haven't met him. This is all just stuff that I heard from them, like that they've heard from their parents.
Well, see, then it doesn't count at all.
Well, I mean, I think you need to talk to your brother and sister-in-law because obviously, because I'm confused on how they've interpreted from what you've said about him that he's a cheater.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think the 7-year-old is just confused. See, I thought it was I thought we had a totally different story here. I think the 7-year-old has got to be just confused because if they've never met him, how do they pass judgment on him?
You couldn't.
Right.
Well, the idea is that they overheard their parents talking about the guy she's dating.
But the parents don't know the guy.
Yeah, they never met him, right?
No, they've only heard about him.
Yeah.
Have you said anything that they would even clue into that?
What have you said about him? Do you have any... Do you have a concern?
I just told him about the kind of the 3 dates we went on and how much I like him. And I mean, it's a little disturbing to me only in that, you know, unless they know him from somewhere else and they're not telling me all that they know. That's what is part of what is worrying me. I mean, I know what they're saying is only coming from 7-year-olds and hopefully it's wrong, but I don't know.
Well, here's the deal. I'm putting her on hold.
Okay. Hold on a second.
With nothing, because
you could put it on, you could say, "Hey, I'm putting it on hold."
I'm just saying because this call, what she's saying, that the kid is mistaken.
But it's still intriguing because there may be something that her brother and sister-in-law have said behind her back that she needs to know about. Still be intriguing.
They've never even met the guy.
Well, she just said that she didn't know whether they may know him and didn't tell her.
Yeah,
I would think the brother would at least tell her.
I want to change directions.
Okay.
Are you basically giving up on her and hanging
up? Yeah, I said I'm going to put her on hold because that's more polite than hanging up.
Aww.
There's got to be a situation. And here's our telephone number. 404.
I just said that you had a heart 30 minutes ago.
Yeah, I used it up. 404-741-Q100. There has to be a situation where a child has warned you about the new relationship you're getting into. Like, don't they say that dogs and babies can always tell good people from bad, you know, like if a dog likes somebody. Like, I know there's women who like, well, if my dog doesn't like them, I can't be in a relationship with them, right?
Or vice versa, if they don't like the dog. I couldn't be in a relationship with somebody that came in my home and then just started insulting my animals.
There's got to be a situation where your child, your niece, your nephew, your neighbor's kid, some child has warned you in some way, and it could be like in this case where, you know, overhearing something the parents said, or it could be a situation where just out of nowhere, you know, the child picks up on some vibe and warns you. And whether you listened or not, we want to hear the story either way. So our telephone number is 404-741-Q100. Call us and we will take your calls on how did the child... What are we defining child as?
Those children were 7. Let's say younger than 10. So a child who's younger than 10 years old, and the younger, the funnier, has warned you about somebody you're dating and has told you to get out.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Bird Show.
Okay, Claire and Lindsay.
Yes. So,
If you've been listening at this time every day, you're probably caught up on the story. But if you're new to it.
Yeah. Claire is a mother who called us concerned because she basically said her daughter was missing. She knows that her daughter goes to UGA. She knew that UGA was having spring break. And it was actually Claire's other daughter, her younger daughter, that put two and two together because she went on Facebook and realized that Lindsay was actually on spring break. What bothered Claire was the fact that Lindsay didn't tell her because they're best friends. Supposedly.
Hi, this is Lindsay Mark. As I understand it, you've been looking for me to try and find out how my week off is going. And I'm not going to get up early just to talk to you, but I'll gladly fill you in on Monday. I'm having a great time, and it's everything spring break is supposed to be. Also, can you let my mom and sister both know that they need to mind their own business? Because I'm a big girl now. Thanks.
That was the voicemail message that Lindsay left here at the radio station last week, talking to mom and mom Claire and the sister who filled in mom on where she was.
Right.
Mama was still not happy.
The coolest part of that conversation was at the beginning where she says, I ain't going to get up early to talk to you, but Monday, be glad to fill you in. Well, guess what day it is?
Well, yeah. And the thing is that when we talked to Claire, I mean, like I said, Claire was saying we're tight, we're close. I can't believe she didn't even call to let me know that she's doing anything. And we just... I don't know. I started getting the sense that she was a little bit of a helicopter mom, with Lindsay, who's a sophomore in college. Mm-hmm. And so we'll see right now with Lindsay if that's the truth.
Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
We're good.
You sound very good.
Are you suntanned and relaxed?
Yeah, I am suntanned and relaxed.
And
but back in class now.
And how was your spring break?
It was great. It was really a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you go?
Yeah. We went to Panama City in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, did spring break stuff.
So let's go, you know, let's talk, let's dive right in. Let's talk about your mom and your relationship and the frustration you had last week at the fact that she was desperately, seemingly, trying to find you.
Yeah, well, I went down to spring break, and I didn't tell my mom just because, you know, she's really overprotective, and she would have just made everything so much more complicated than it had to be. And I just, you know, I just wanted to go away and just have fun with my friends and just not deal with all of her drama and, you know, and just her asking so many questions of where I'm going and what I'm doing and, you know, where I'm staying and giving all my friends a third degree. And, you know, so she got a little upset because, you know, she's used to talking to me 3 or 4 times a week and, she couldn't get a hold of me all week because I just let my phone keep going to voicemail. And, I mean, I called her when I got back and left her a voicemail. I haven't talked to her yet, but I just got back yesterday, and I left her a message. So she knows that I'm fine. And, you know, I had a good time. We, you know, we went and partied and did stuff we're supposed to do.
What would it have been like if you told her what you were doing and where you were going?
It would have been just so much drama of her, you know, doing, like, background research on, you know, background check on my hotel where I was staying. I mean, I didn't stay at a hotel. A friend of mine has a house down there, and
mm-hmm.
we stayed at a friend's house, and she would have just, you know, wanted to, like, interview all of my friends about what are the accommodations like and where are you guys going to be going and hanging out and who with. And, you know, how many hours are you going to be spending on the beach? And are you all going to be, you know, remember to apply sunblock, you know, every hour on the hour before you go into the water and you wait 20 minutes before you go into the water, you know, if you're going to eat something. And, you know, are you guys going to be drinking? And yes, we did. We got, you know, we drank. We were underage, but we, of course, that's what you do on spring break. But we were responsible and everybody was fine.
Well, you know, because Lindsay, we had a lot of parents because I think that explaining the details of what you open up with mm-hmm. Claire, you know, like you said, if you had told her, because we had a lot of parents who said, and I was included if I was a parent, that I would at least want to know, you know, that you were going and then you got there safe. But then I would leave it at that. Like, right. I would not want updates. I don't need updates. You're a you're a grown woman. But we had a lot of parents that were upset with you because you just didn't tell her at all and allowed her to worry because you had disappeared. And what do you say to them about that?
Well, I mean, that's fair that, you know, I guess if my mom were not so high strung mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. I had that kind of relationship with her that I could just, she trusted me enough to just say, okay, you know, you're going to go to spring break. I know you're going to friends and they're good people. Just call me when you get there, and that'll be that. That would be, of course, I would, you know, gladly do that. Mm-hmm. But my mom is just so overprotective that she just is so much in my business. I mean, she talks to me 3 or 4 times a week to see what I'm doing, and she really, you know, always needs to check up on me and see how I am. And mm-hmm. so, you know, if she were a little more relaxed like that and trusted me more that I was an adult, it wouldn't even be an issue. But it's just really the fact that she is so overprotective that I just, you know, I just needed to get up and go. Mm-hmm.
Does she still pay your bills?
I knew that, you know, she could keep track of me.
Hey, Lindsay?
Yeah.
Does she still pay your bills? Your mom?
She does.
Like all of them? Like even for the trip?
No, I mean, for the trip, I paid for that myself.
Okay, but for your
college...
Because
I do think that changes things.
It does a little bit.
She was paying for the trip.
Hey, Angel, you're on with Lindsay.
Hello, Lindsay. This is Angel. I just had to say, this is one of the few times in my life I wanted to call into a radio station, and I hope you all have a five-second delay in case my head pops off my body.
Okay, what do we do?
I am almost a 40-year-old grown woman and married. Mm-hmm. I would never leave town without telling my mother. Everybody's mama is crazy. It is what it is. No. I mean, I'm sure Lacey Peterson probably is glad she was talking to her mama when her husband killed her. Okay. You don't just leave town, and you didn't pay for your trip. The only reason you can pay for your trip is because your mother paid your tuition, and you are ungrateful. I cannot believe you left. My mother would have had a SWAT team in Florida looking for me. There's no way.
I see what you're saying, but I also know, I have known in the past, mothers like Lindsay's. And I've had friends who's had mothers mm-hmm. that are just, it is consistent. It is almost as if their children just cannot breathe for a moment because mama is right there.
You're being interrogated.
Like you have to call, you know, and it just, and I kind of am a little sympathetic to Lindsay. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't agree that you didn't just tell her at all. And I don't agree that you should ever let your parent know that you're gone, you know, and worry them. But I can see why she was hesitant to do it because Claire would not have left her alone the whole time.
Hey, Sean, you're on the Burt Show.
Hey, how's it going, Jeff?
What's going on?
I think she is being overdramatic. No one asked. I'm a parent myself, and all I would ask was who she was going with, where she was staying at, just in case there's an emergency, I can get a hold of her, and make sure to call me when you got down there.
But that does not sound like
I don't think that's
her mom at all.
But the vibe that we got from Claire, like I see both sides of it. Mm-hmm. I get it. But, I mean, the vibe that Lindsay... What Lindsay's saying combined with Claire's conversations right. with us, mm-hmm. there would have been a lot of interaction.
Yeah. I mean,
so this, mm-hmm. I think
the right thing is somewhere in the middle.
Agreed.
Hey, Emily might be saying the same thing. Hey, Emily.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
We're great. How are you?
Good. Thank you. I've been following this for the past couple of days, and I agree with Lindsay, but I agree with her mom as well. I just think that Lindsay needs to be a little more respectful to her mom, especially if she's paying bills and letting her know that she's down there. I mean, and, you know, just say, Mom, I don't want to answer all these questions, but this is where I'm going, and, you know, I'll check in every couple of days. When I was in college, I talked to my mom every day, not just because of what I was doing, but just to say, hey, I'm okay. I mean, they still worry about us. And I'm 24. I still live at home. I still answer to my parents, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. They care about me, and they just want to know that I'm okay, and I think she should have done the same thing.
All right, we'll take one more call. Is it Alina? Elena?
It's Alana.
Alana.
Hey, Alana.
That was kind of close. Alana is 21 and feels Lindsay's pain, but okay. thinks she can talk right to her. So, Lindsay, you're still there, right?
Yeah, I am.
All right, Lindsay, Elena, Alana.
Alana.
Lindsay.
Alana.
Go ahead.
Hey, Lindsay, I'm 21. I actually go to UGA, too. I was in Panama City, too. I completely feel your pain. My mom calls me about 3 or 4 times a day. Actually, on the way down to Panama City, she probably called me 4 times just to see where I was, just going crazy. So I completely feel your pain about the overbearing mother. But with all, like, the drama and stuff going on in the news of kids being abducted and stuff like that, I really think that it would have been more respectful and shown more of you being an adult your mother if you would have called and told her, hey, Mom, I'm going to Panama City. I'm going to be with my real close friends from school. Like, please respect my space and give me some time to be with my friends.
Hey, but yeah, that should have been like the phone call just on the drive down there, so then you didn't have to be interviewed in like the interview process with your friends. But yeah, I agree with a quick phone call, but I mean...
Well, I just think you might just meddling.
There's no quick phone calls.
Right.
Mom, you know?
It doesn't like, sound that way.
Driven down to Panama City to make sure that, you know, where I was staying wasn't, you know, was up to her idea of where I should be staying.
Yeah, I'm a little...
And she would have come to school and, like, packed me up, you know, mm-hmm. and probably, like, stowed away in the trunk of the car. You know, she just does, there's no trust there.
I've known moms
and
like this.
So,
I
mm-hmm. I know, I hear what people are saying, but my mom just gets so crazy that, you know, there's just no reasoning with her. And she just, you know, she wants to be there every second. She wants to know everything, what's going on.
We get it.
And
we...
where I am.
Yeah. Well, Lindsay, I just think that eventually you and Claire are going to have to, I don't know, set some boundaries eventually because mm-hmm. you graduate from college, like in my experience with my friends that I've known, mm-hmm. it doesn't end because you graduated college. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
So you're going to be expected to make phone calls
yes,
every single day
absolutely.
And blah, blah, blah.
The Burt Show.
What's up, Uso? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bird Show.
So I have been trying to be a vegetarian.
Yes, that's true.
I don't know if we can be friends anymore.
Yeah, I'm not one of those crazy vegetarian. No offense, people, but come on. Now, anybody that's like overly passionate about something or new to something tends to be a little preachy about things. And so the whole reason I'm doing it is because of the movie Food, Inc. It is ironic that I got an email from a listener who just saw it last night and said, mm-hmm. Oh, my God, you got to talk about this because I think I'm going to change my eating habits.
Really?
Well, it's more of... You know, because I come from farming families, so, you know, mm-hmm. that, you know, I think my mother would be shocked because I still haven't talked to her about wanting to be a vegetarian. But Food, Inc. is basically about how the food industry is corporate America. I mean, it's corporatized, and that means that sometimes the product is not as good as it should be mm-hmm. in order to mass produce something. So, it's fine when you're talking about products, and maybe there's glitch in a product and because it's overproduced, well... Mm-hmm. Food Inc. kind of shows you that the food we eat and the animals that we are eating are kind of mass produced and the things that they do to them in order to mass produce them. So it is a little disturbing, but Katie and I watched it a few months ago and we decided then, you know what, we kind of want to do the vegetarian thing just to try to be healthier. So, because there are definitely health benefits to that.
Of course.
And then we took a look at the way we eat, and especially if you don't cook for yourselves every night and you go out to either restaurants or fast food companies, then you really aren't getting the healthiest food. I mean, let's just be honest.
Well, we're all busy.
Yeah. That's the thing. And it's funny you say that, Wendy, because that is what is the hardest thing about trying to be a vegetarian. Because
The effort.
2 weeks ago, that was what worried me, is because I don't prepare a lot of food and I'm not a good cook. And Katie's, you know, the cook of the family. So we decided a couple weeks ago we were going to do this. A friend of ours is a vegetarian and she let us borrow the book, Eat to Live. And then mm-hmm. other people have, you know, suggested a vegetarian books of other titles. But it's basically we just want to eat more fruits and vegetables. I mean, even if we end up incorporating meat into our, you know, food, it's fine. It's just more of being healthier. So we started last week pretty good. I mean, we bought all the vegetables, we bought the fruit. But the thing you got to do is, again, you got to prepare. Because the problem that we have is that to prepare the vegetables so that by the time you get home and you're hungry, I mean, there's a lot more prep to it.
Right.
And mm-hmm. I realized that one thing that would be very beneficial to my life, and I'm sure to a lot of other people's lives, is if you were a professional chopper, if all you did, you were hired at, and all you did was go to people's homes and chop their vegetables, I guarantee you'd make a ton of cash. Because that's all I need. We have the veggies. We go get it. We get the big thing. I mean, I actually, what is the name? MyProduceGuy.com. Mm-hmm. MyProduceGuy.com, you can have the vegetables and fruits delivered to your house. Okay.
Nice.
And so I do that, and that's fine. So everything's good. There's the box, and it's in, and I open the
fresh
box, it has fresh vegetables, and there they are, and I put them in the fridge. And then they sit in the fridge. And so if I want to, go and chop my vegetables for salad and I'm starving, do I feel like chopping? No, I don't feel like chopping. I feel like going to a fast food store.
Or you just reach in, you have a handful of like Ritz crackers.
Yeah, exactly. And so I'm trying, but the problem is that I'm not quite good at the whole preparation thing.
Well, there's that chopper thing I see on TV late nights because I always want to buy it waking up on Sunday. Why not get like one of those kind of choppers?
It's still the labor of chopping.
But it only takes, according to the little thing, 3 minutes.
I have never owned a chopper that did the job as well as it should.
Well, those infomercials.
Or it shreds it to this little, whatever. Maybe I'm just not getting the right chopper. But
Jessica
still, it's taking the time to do it.
Jessica has one, and it's the loudest. It's a hand chopper. I don't know if it's that one that's on TV or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it scares the dog. The dog is scared of thunderstorms and this chopper. And you know when she's making something that involves like chopped up nuts or vegetables or something, because in the kitchen, it sounds like she's hacking up a body.
Well, yeah.
But I'm admittedly, one of the reasons I didn't, worried about trying to be a vegetarian is because it takes, I won't do it. I'm not a food person. I hate the kitchen. I hate food preparation. I hate the whole thing. So, yeah, if there was somebody that said, I'm a professional chopper, I would actually hire you
to come
and do it.
It's annoying to prep food.
Chelsea, welcome to The Bird Show.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
What's going on?
I was
going
to say I was a vegetarian for a little while, and I actually didn't find it all that difficult to do because every restaurant you go to, they're always going to have a vegetarian option.
But what about dining at home?
Well, I mean, I'm still going the frozen route, but, you know, you can do Boca Burgers and things like that. Mm-hmm. Even if you want something quick, if it's a frozen meal or a can of soup, you can still do.
But she's eating enough.
Do you want,
enough.
Chelsea, do you want her to come over to your house and chop your foods?
No. It's eating. I mean, it's eating enough of it. Yes, we have frozen vegetables. I mean, you know, in the freezer and everything. But it's just making sure you eat enough fresh fruit and vegetables. And I love raw vegetables. And Katie, you know, doesn't. So we kind of have to incorporate the cooked and the raw and whatever. But it's just now. And one of the things that I'm scientifically wanting to test this, because I go to get my labs done every month because I'm a kidney transplant recipient. So I feel like I could, you know, physically see the difference in my lab work on whether the diet actually is better for me or not, you know? It's just a matter of doing it.
Hey, Chef Daniel, welcome to the show.
Hi. I was just calling to make a suggestion on a easy transition in between it. Why don't you get all your produce on one day and then have, like, a night where you prep it? Do all your cutting, and then the food can hold throughout the week.
I mean, that sounds logical, and I think you're absolutely right. And that sounds good. It's just doing it.
The process.
It's actually doing it.
Because it's just time consuming. And yes. We are busy. We're here. Wake up early. We take naps.
It's like, oh, I'll do it on Sunday. Sunday will be my big prep day. No, it doesn't
work.
You want
to sleep.
Yeah, no. Hey, we end up sleeping and going to a patio to go eat.
Jessica, welcome to the show.
Hey, I've got actually two tips for you.
Okay.
The first thing is get you a really good knife and just one of those little small, like, Black & Decker chopper doppers.
Okay.
Things like onions and bell peppers and stuff like that. That can go in the chopper dopper. But a really good knife will make things like cutting carrots and tomatoes less messy.
Mm-hmm.
And then two of those days you go shopping, get, like, all those vegetables, chop them up that day, and put them in Ziploc freezy bags because a lot of that stuff you can freeze.
Okay.
And so it's easy. So I have to do is go in the freezer, just pull out a bag of, I don't know, onions. I mean, onions, bell peppers. God, the list goes on. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of right now. But just all that stuff, freeze it. Chop it and freeze it the same day.
Is it called a chopper dopper, or is that your nickname? Or is
that
your nickname for it?
I call it a chopper dopper, but if you go to, like, the cook's warehouse and just let them know, I just need a little small chopper for, like, things, because onions, nobody wants to cut onions.
Right.
And so tell them you need something for that. And the Black & Decker ones, all it takes is, like, it's, you put the stuff in, you just cut it in quarters, drop it inside, two little pulses, and it's done. And that's all you need. And then a really good knife, definitely go to Cook Warehouse because they'll walk you through all that stuff and get you a good Mustafa knife. Those are great. They come in different sizes. You can invest in a good set because once you do that, you don't have to worry about it because that's what makes cutting vegetables suck is when you have crappy utensils.
Right. Well, thank you so much for the suggestion. And I'm going to call mine the chopper dopper.
I'm so glad you clarified that, the chopper dopper, because how foolish would you have been?
I know. I like the chopper dopper. Like,
what?
Well, just foolish like I always feel if I go into a cook's warehouse or anything that has to do with any kind of kitchen, anything. God.
People are calling up with more options. Hey, you can go gluten and wheat free too, Melissa, in case being a vegetarian wasn't
just baby steps, baby steps. But I truly
good for you though.
Admire vegetarians and vegans especially.
That's got to be even more tough. You can't
admire
eat anything
to not have any dairy products or anything. I mean that takes a lot of work. And now I understand the discipline and the prep work it takes.
And just for the people who are going to email the suggestions because I'm seeing the calls coming in, you should try pressure cooking. You should try this. You should try canning. All that stuff.
But we got to take the time to do it.
Yeah. What you're missing is the point of this whole conversation was Melissa is too lazy to cut things. So don't have her go pressure cooking and stuff like that.
And one last thing. If you, in this recession, if you're looking for a new job, I guarantee if somebody was a professional chopper, you would get clients. You would get clientele.
And call yourself the chopper dopper.
That's right.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.